Queensland's Land Court has recommended a number of environmental conditions be imposed on the multi-billion dollar GVK Hancock Alpha Coal Project in the Galilee Basin. Unusually, the court gave the state government two options: either reject the project outright or let it go ahead with these conditions. Environmentalists and farmers had taken the matter to court in a bid to halt the project. They have fears for its impact on groundwater and biodiversity in the region. Both sides are claiming today's decision as a win, as Nance Haxton reports.
The Queensland Land Court today recommended the state government reject the multi-billion dollar GVK Hancock Alpha Coal Project. The non-binding recommendations now go to the state government to make the next move. In his decision, Member Paul Smith said the project should be rejected, but added that if it were approved, should be subject to a number of conditions. Spokesman for environmental lobby group Coast and Country, Derek Davies, says that's a major win for the environment and for the pastoralists affected by the project.
Today is a great decision for Coast and Country. The judge has clearly stated that the evidence provided to the court in relation to water is unsatisfactory and not in the public interest for this mine to be approved. This is an excellent day for Queensland, and this is an excellent day for Queensland's farmers. The judge has clearly stated his concerns for water impacts off the site of the mine. This is a hurdle that's going to be very high for the company to meet.
But GVK Hancock sees it another way. According to its spokesman, Josh Euler, as far as the company is concerned, the project has been approved with conditions.
Today we welcome the recommendation from the Land Court to grant the Environmental Authority and mining lease for our Alpha Coal Mine in line with a couple of conditions. Obviously, we had need to work through these conditions. We'll be continuing to work with the environmental authorities going forward to sort through what those recommendations mean. We are well aware of the fact that our project represents one of the most significant pieces of regional and economic development we've seen for many decades.
Part owner of Eureka Station, Peter Anderson, was one of the parties to the Land Court proceedings. He says they are thrilled with the court's decision to impose water monitoring and licences and make good compensation arrangements.
Make good agreement on the impact to underground water. That's what we were after. We were never trying to stop the mine from going ahead. But we negotiations broke down, and I guess we're back at the negotiating table. We never stopped talking to the company. Our door's always been open if they wanted to come back and talk to us. And hopefully after this decision, we hear from them within days, to be honest, to start this negotiation process for a worthwhile make-good agreement.
So was water your main concern in bringing this Land Court action?
The water was our main concern. That was our concern, because we're sort of pegging in the middle, because we're of the firm belief, as Member Smith was, I read in his ruling there, where he stated that if this mine goes ahead, there's every chance that other mines will go ahead in the Galilee Basin, and I don't think anyone would dispute that. And we could easily end up surrounded on three sides by mines to our property. And that's why we're so worried about the underground water.
So the ball is really in the state government's court now?
That's right. As I understand it, it is. This whole issue can, if the desire is there by government and the mining companies, can be resolved fairly quickly if they want to be fair and reasonable and sit down at the table and work through things. It's not that difficult. It's just that they became quite difficult to deal with, and we reached a stalemate where negotiations broke down, and I've always said that was unfortunate. We didn't want to do the Land Court thing. That was our last option, but we sort of had to take action in the Land Court to get them to talk to us, and then negotiations broke down, so we had to continue. I just hope they uphold it in the interest of getting the Galilee Basin to happen. Well, I think they need to uphold this decision, and let's get on with it, you know.
It is now to the state government to decide which, if any, of the recommendations in the Land Court decision it will impose on the Alpha Coal Project.
Nance Haxton.